This is Beyond the Weather. I'm Dan Bross with Alaska Center for Climate Assessment and Policy climate specialist Rick Toman. Early October is when interior Alaska winter typically kicks into gear, and of course that means cold and snow. But how do those two factors interact during this transitional time?
Well, October features the steepest drop in temperatures in most places in interior Alaska of any month in the year. And that drop is in part due to once we put down any snow cover at all, even an inch or two, that strongly influences the low-level temperatures. So the first week or 10 days of October at valley levels, precipitation is more likely to be rain than snow. By the time we get to the last week of the month, snow is much more likely than rain. And really, the key factor is once we get any snow cover at all at valley level, that really cools things down. It gets much harder to rain. When it does rain, once there's snow on the ground, those rain-on-snow events, roads are going to be much colder than they would have been without that snow on the ground. And that's when we can get significant ice accumulations on roads.
And this whole idea of freezing rain or just rain in what we think of as more the winter season, mid to late October, has that become more common?
Over the last decade, we've had multiple winter rain events. It's the winter rain events the very end of October and beginning of November that can cause real problems. Rain that falls after Halloween without any appreciable solar warming, it's really difficult to get ice off.
And we've seen ice from fall freezing rains persist until breakup. Thanks, Rick. Beyond the Weather is a cooperative production of KUAC and the Alaska Center for Climate Assessment and Policy at the University of Alaska Fairbanks.